Well, I always remind people that even if you're not the jackpot winner, the big winner, there's plenty of other prizes on these tickets, and to make sure you check and hang on to them. In Maryland, there were over 181,000 winners of some prize, however small, from $4 and up. But in the larger prizes, there were 11 Maryland winners who won $10,000. There were 309 winners who won $100. And there's a variety of other wins along the way. So plenty of people won. Of course, it doesn't compare to $590 million, but even so, we're happy that we have a lot of wins in Maryland.
It's Maryland's had its share of big-time lottery winners in the past, both in Powerball and Mega Millions.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, we don't want to forget that $656 million record-breaking jackpot we had with Mega Millions in March of last year, and if we thought that perhaps this jackpot was going to get to that level almost, had it rolled, it would have surpassed the record breaker, but for now we're still holding that record-breaking jackpot.
I assume you had a surge of business on Friday and Saturday. Is that about right?
Oh, anybody who turned on the news or walked by a lottery retailer could see there were lines everywhere. Who wouldn't want a chance at that dream for that kind of money? So, yes, there was definitely an uptick and an increase in our sales.
All right. And you're saying that there was a little bit of a glitch in the computer system. What was that, and is it resolved?
Oh, there was a little software glitch in our system where certain all tickets were valid, everything was good, people could still buy all of their favorite games, including Powerball. But for a short time, they couldn't cash them at the retailer over the weekend. And I know people were concerned. We told everybody, hang on to your tickets, you'll be able to cash soon. And that issue has been resolved, we're happy to say, so people can now go out and cash those winning tickets.
All right. That's fairly unusual. We don't hear about that very often, I guess.
It doesn't happen too often, no, but there are occasions sometimes with the system. You're talking about a software glitch, and you're talking about a system across the state, so occasionally those things can happen. And we try and correct them before it affects anybody, but occasionally it takes a little longer.
Okay, Carol. I'm putting it on.
Sure.
Okay, I'm rolling again, and these things reset. Where do things stand now?
Well, I chuckle because there's not as much excitement over the fact that Mega Millions is now back at its $12 million estimated jackpot, the starting point, and Powerball is at a paltry $40 million. I mean, these are still jackpot amounts that would seriously have an effect on somebody's life, and yet they don't get that much hoopla. But $12 million or $40 million, not bad.